A federal judge has denied a request to block the Trump administration from issuing oil leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That means the federal government can continue with its plans to hold the refuge's first ever oil lease sale tomorrow morning. The sale is a controversial milestone in a 40-year battle over whether to drill for oil in a part of the refuge called the Coastal Plain. Here to explain how we got here after such a long debate and what happens next is Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon. Hi, Tegan.
Hey, Casey.
So can we just quickly start with a description of the Coastal Plain?
Yes, that's a good idea. So the Coastal Plain, also sometimes called the 1002 area, is the northernmost slice of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge along the Beaufort Sea. It's to the east of Prudhoe Bay. And the Coastal Plain covers an area roughly the size of the state of Delaware, or about 8% of the entire refuge. There's one village within the Coastal Plain, Cocktovik, and the land is also home to migrating caribou birds, polar bears, and lots of other wildlife. Also, the land is thought to sit on top of potentially billions of barrels of oil.
And because of that, many Alaska politicians have been trying to get at that oil for a long time. How did this lease sale finally come to be?
Right. It has been a long time. For decades, some politicians have fought to open the refuge to drilling, while conservation groups have long fought to keep it protected. And a pivotal moment in this battle came in 2017. That's when U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski worked with the White House to open the refuge's Coastal Plain to drilling as part of this massive tax bill called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Allowing oil development in the refuge was pushed into the bill as a way to create revenue to offset the tax cuts. And the bill also directed the federal government to carry out two lease sales in the Coastal Plain by the end of 2024, with the first one by the end of this year.
And then President Trump signs that bill into law. And since then, this process has just been moving along, right?
Right. Since late 2017, the Federal Bureau of Land Management has been basically going through the steps to get to a lease sale. And the process has been controversial every step of the way. Opponents of the sale argue that the Trump administration is rushing forward with a flawed process to lock in drilling rights before it leaves office. The federal government, meanwhile, argues it's following the law.
So, Tegan, what actually happens at the lease sale?
That's a good question. So, in this sale, the Trump administration is offering drilling rights to 22 tracts of land that cover about a million federal acres of the Coastal Plain, or about 5% of the whole refuge. The drilling rights come in the form of 10-year oil and gas leases. Those interested in buying the leases had to submit their sealed bids to the government last month. And then at 10 a.m. on the day of the sale, government officials will basically open the bids in an event streamed online so everybody can watch, and then they'll accept the highest offers. And important to note, the leases won't be finalized until the Department of Justice does this antitrust review, and then there's paperwork and payment.
Do we know who's bid on the leases yet?
No, that's one of the big looming questions that will be answered for the first time at the sale. Oil and gas companies aren't talking about their plans to bid, but there is speculation from industry analysts that there isn't a ton of interest right now in the sale because of a whole host of reasons. A big one is the opposition. You also have the oil price war last year, which paired with the pandemic, hit the industry hard, and it's expensive to drill in the Arctic compared to, say, Texas. And on top of that, there's a whole lot of uncertainty around the future of oil demand and the changing presidential administration. What we do know is that there's enough concern about little interest that former governors Frank Murkowski and Bill Walker have lobbied the state to step in. And in a super unusual move, the board of the state-owned Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority recently voted to bid up to $20 million on these leases. But the corporation has declined to say whether or not it actually bid. So we should find out at the sale.
Okay, well, we will stay tuned. That was Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon. Thanks, Tegan.
Thanks, Casey.